ABC Radio Australia.
Papua New Guinea's up-and-coming cricketers are due back in the country today after their campaign to win a place at the Under-19 World Cup in South Africa next year ended in disgrace. 10 of the 14-strong squad were suspended by Cricket PNG after they were involved in what's been described as a crime spree in Japan. As Richard Ewart reports, intensive diplomatic negotiations were required to give them the green light to come home.
The Papua New Guinea team were hot favourites going into their final fixture of the qualifying tournament, knowing that a win over the host Japan would take the Karamuts to the World Cup for the ninth time. But the match was called off 90 minutes before the scheduled start, with ICC putting out this official statement.
Papua New Guinea have forfeited their last round match of the ICC Under-19 Cricket World Cup EAP qualifier against Japan at the Sano International Cricket Ground after suspending 10 members of their squad of 14 and are therefore unable to field an eligible team. As a result, Japan have now been confirmed winners of the ICC Under-19 Cricket World Cup EAP qualifier and have secured a place in the ICC Under-19 Cricket World Cup 2020 in South Africa.
Neither ICC nor Cricket PNG will go on the record about what the offending players actually did, other than to say criminal activity was involved. Pacific Beat understands that criminal activity centred on a shoplifting spree. National coach Joe Dawes, who is not with the team in Japan, says the players have disgraced their side and their country, and they can expect severe consequences.
Parents will be briefed first and foremost and brought up to speed with what's going on. From there, there'll be an internal investigation. Then there'll obviously be sanctions and bans and whatnot flows on from there once we've got right to the bottom of who's involved, who are the ringleaders.
Dawes says the Japanese police have been involved, but after some intensive diplomatic negotiations, the players were allowed out of the country.
The local police, the ICC, EAP, regional staff, everyone's been brilliant with this. There's young men that have made some mistakes, but they've been really good with them. We've been able to get an outcome where the boys are on their way home.
Whilst there is little doubt that Cricket PNG will crack down hard on the offending players, Jane Livesey at ICC East Asia Pacific is giving very little away about what their intentions in this matter might be. At this stage, is there an investigation being undertaken by ICC?
I can't comment any further on what happened with the PNG team.
But is ICC looking into this matter themselves? I mean, surely you can tell me that.
Yes, we are. I can confirm that.
Besides the immediate problem Cricket PNG is facing, Joe Dawes says there are wider issues at stake now that 10 of the Karamuts have conspired to throw away a World Cup place.
Not only does that rob the four guys that didn't do the wrong thing, but also there's funding attached with that. There'll be fines from the ICC. There's a lot of consequences come out of this yet, and then hopefully all our sponsors will stick by us as well.
And those players who have damaged the reputation of their sport and their country can expect a less than warm welcome back in PNG. But Joe Dawes says the hope is they can be rehabilitated and concentrate on what they do best, which is playing cricket.
The feedback so far is everyone's calling for a very strict penalty for these guys and not a lot of sympathy. 99% of the people are all for strict punishments and discipline, which we will be doing, but you know, we'll be also doing our bit to try and see if we can educate these kids and bring them back into the fold at some stage.
There's Joe Dawes. He's a national coach at Cricket PNG, and the reporter there was Richard Ewart.